You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for part one of the mailbag. We're going to do part two tomorrow on Monday. Normally, the mailbag is Saturday and Sunday. But of course, we had the breaking news with Hassan Reddick. So we had that show yesterday. And so the mailbag will be today and tomorrow. And today is a very special occasion. Not only is it Easter Sunday and happy Easter, it is also the 2000th episode of Play Like a Jet, almost 7 years. It'll be the 7th year anniversary coming up on June 2nd. So grateful that we've been able to keep doing this up through 2,000 episodes and hope to deliver many, many more for you. Really glad that you've been enjoying the daily content. And so, of course, joining me to answer some questions. Perfect guest for the occasion because he's a frequent guest of mine, comes on the show all the time. Somebody that I really enjoy chopping it up with about the Jets and a whole host of other subjects. My good buddy, Glenn Naughton of JetNation.com. Glenn, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, listen, I wish you would have given me some advance notice. I would have brought a bottle of champagne, a party hat, something like that. That's fantastic. I mean, great work by you, Scott. You know, ever since we sort of became familiar with each other a few years ago, I've enjoyed your work. And, you know, you're as hard a worker as anybody in this space, as anybody out there. You know, the number of shows you do, the number of guests you're able to put together. This is awesome. I'm glad to say I'm part of episode 2000. Tip of the cap to you, bud.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it, man. And like I said, I appreciate you coming on all the time. I also appreciate everybody who's been a loyal listener since day one and all the people, of course, who have jumped in over the years and joined the fun. Thank you so much. Glad that you've enjoyed what we've been doing, and I hope that you'll stick with us for many years to come. And of course, I hope, Glenn, that the Jets are going to do a better job of putting a winning product on the field than they have since I've started this show, because I started the show before the 2017 season, and the Jets have not had a winning record in the entire time that I've hosted this podcast. So hopefully that changes starting this year. Be nice. How about that? In honor of the 2000th episode, how about the Jets give us all a winning season and a playoff berth to sink our teeth into? And with that in mind, let's jump into the questions in the mailbag. We will start with Peter LaFontaine. He asks, where do you think the Jets will draft a running back this year? And who do you think they'll pick? Personally, I hope they take a big goal line type back like Braylon Allen. I get what you're saying, but I'll be honest with you. I like Izzy Abanikanda. Breece Hall is awesome, obviously. I'd rather they just pluck somebody off a practice squad or even sign a veteran to a low-cost contract. I don't really like the idea of using a draft pick on another running back unless it's a situation where you have a seventh-round comp pick and there's a running back you really like. At that point, whatever, who cares? But I just don't see running back as something that I'd want to spend draft capital on if I could avoid it.
I keep, you know, when we're doing our mocks, I keep mocking the Jets to take a running back only because Joe Douglas has taken one every single year. So I think it's kind of his thing to keep a pipeline going. If he does, I pray it's not before day three. There are some guys to be had down in that, you know, down in that neighborhood. And again, depending on, you know, which draft projection draft site you're looking at, who might be there. But I look at guys like Jabari Small out of Tennessee, Kendall Milton out of Georgia, Dylan Johnson out of Washington, Juwan Jordan out of Louisville, who's a guy, you know, does a good job catching the ball out of the backfield. Doesn't have game-breaking speed, but he's plenty fast to make plays. So there are some guys there that I could see Joe Douglas going after. But I agree with you, Scott. Like, you know, how did Xavien Valladay look late last year? He's a UDFA the Jets brought in, and they kept him on their roster or their practice squad all year, elevated him late in the year, but he, you know, didn't really see the field. So yeah, grab a veteran, or grab a, as you said, Scott, a practice squad guy, or the guy that was on your practice squad in Xavien Valladay, and give him some looks, because I'm a big Izzy guy. I think he can be a game breaker type if you give him some opportunities, and he would pair nicely with Brees. I think the draft pick should be used on more pressing needs than a third round running back. I'd rather, even if you're talking about a developmental offensive lineman, I would rather that than another running back when you can just pluck one off free agency when you're talking about RB3.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Irish Jet. He asks, the second round projected wide receivers have a very varied skill set. In a situation where the Jets trade back and pick up a second, who in your mind is the best fit for the Jets based on who's projecting to be there or thereabouts? FYI, I am a Xavier Leggett guy. I like Xavier Leggett. I think he'd certainly be in the mix. It also, of course, depends on what the Jets do in the first round. If they swing on a wide receiver in the first round, I'm not so sure they do it again in the second round. But just in the spirit of the question, Xavier Leggett's a good one. Everybody knows I love Malachi Corley, so there's a possibility as well. Ladd McConkey, somebody that the Jets might be able to get in the second round, who I think could be a really nice fit in the offense. Those are the three that stick out to me off the top of my head. Obviously, if somebody like Xavier Worthy dips into the second round, you could go with him, but I'm not so sure that happens. I like Roman Wilson. I like Jalen Polk, but the second round might be a little too rich for me on those guys because I don't think they're going to be anything more than solid contributors, whereas the other guys I just mentioned I think could be real number two level receivers in the NFL if given the right situation. So those are the three names off the top of my head: Xavier Leggett, Malachi Corley, Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, you know, there's so many in this class, aren't there? I was listening to one pod the other day with a former scout doing some work with a current beat reporter for a team. I think he was Steelers, and they were talking about, you know, he was talking about going through and grading these receivers, and he counted 18 guys who he believes he could be starter, which doesn't sound like a ridiculous number at all. You know, you mentioned Malachi Corley. I'm a big fan of his. Jalen Polk, you know, you turn on Washington to watch Romo Dunze, and there's Jalen Polk doing a lot of the same things. Incredibly strong hands, acrobatic, great body control, contested catches. He does all that stuff well. Ricky Pearsall, I love that guy. He's another player that I've kind of had an eye on for a couple of years. But the big one to me, because it really, you know, and again, I use this term and I try to remind myself, it really is just a figure of speech when we say guys are going up and down draft boards. As far as I know, none of us have access to anyone's draft board. We don't know this. We're listening to what pundits are saying, and we're looking at online big boards, which are put together by other people who don't know what other people's boards look like. But a guy who was getting first-round hype just, what, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, and is now being talked about as a late second, early third rounder, North Carolina wide receiver Devontae Walker, largely because of the week he had in Mobile. And I was down there in Mobile, and I'm sitting there with, you know, my co-host Dylan Terriman, and I'm saying, you know, I think that's the third ball I've seen Devontae Walker drop, third or fourth ball. We're on the second day of practice. He was dropping balls left and right, and I'm sitting there thinking, because I went down there with a very high opinion of him, and I just say to myself, do I now allow a couple of bad practices to overrule, you know, 10, 11, 12 actual full speed, real games, real defenses trying to slow you down, and you're putting up 150 yards, and I'm going to knock you because you dropped a couple balls in practice? That seems absurd to me. Like, I still think this guy could be a really good player, and if he truly is falling the way a lot of the online sites are telling us he is, I would roll the dice on him and many other guys. You know, Ladd McConkey, I've heard him as a back of the first round type guy, could go mid second. I would take Ladd McConkey in a heartbeat. So there's and this is one of the reasons, you know, that I struggle with the idea of a wide receiver if you trade down, you know, from 10 to 15 or 18. Like, you can get a receiver in round two or three who can, and especially since the receiver who's going to be your wide receiver too, with Garrett Wilson taking most of the heat. There's just so many guys to like in this class.
By the way, over at walterfootball.com right now, Charlie Campbell has an updated mock draft. And guess who he has the Jets picking at number 72, Glenn? Devontae Walker. So there you go.
Charlie knows his stuff. You know, I mean, there's really – Charlie's just on the ball. You can't disagree with it. 100%.
Charlie is one of the best in the business. Now, that doesn't mean the Jets are going to take Devontae Walker, but it does go to the point of the Jets possibly looking receiver there. And Devontae Walker being a guy with first-round type talent who may slip because of other issues, including how he looked during practices at the Senior Bowl and all of that. So we shall see how it turns out. Next question comes in from Godson5. He asks, has Joe Douglas finally found the right formula this offseason? True impact signings and deafening silence after every move. So they went and they got mostly one-year deals done with guys that have a lot of upside if they stay healthy. Tyron Smith, we all know, second-team All-Pro last year, played 13 games. If he can do that for the Jets this year, that's enormous, especially for what they're going to be paying him this year in guaranteed money. Mike Williams, we all know the impact he can have, especially in this offense with Aaron Rodgers. He's the exact type of wide receiver that Rodgers loves. He can get those downfield 50-50 balls. If he stays healthy, it's huge. We could talk about Morgan Moses. That wasn't a signing, a trade, but still, he's a guy that's generally been very durable. He did play with a torn pec last year, but note what I said, played with it. He didn't miss a lot of games because of it. Got the surgery. He's 33, but he does have a history of playing in games. So there's another guy who's been a very good tackle for a long time in the NFL. And if he stays healthy, a lot of upside there. We now add the Hassan Reddick trade to the mix. He's a very durable player like Moses, doesn't miss games. In fact, he's only missed one game in his career, and it was for COVID in 2020. So it wasn't even an injury-related issue. The Jets only have a one-year commitment to Reddick at the moment, so he goes in the same category as Mike Williams, Tyron Smith, and Morgan Moses. That could change. It's possible they extend his contract, but as of now, another high upside one-year commitment. Joe Douglas didn't really puff his chest out about any of these moves. He didn't talk a lot after them other than that one press conference at the owners' meetings. He wasn't leaking things about how awesome he is. He wasn't out there doing a ton of media. So I get what you're saying there. And he obviously was pretty silent beforehand. So yeah, it's a fine formula. Go out and get guys with a lot of upside on one-year deals and kind of keep quiet about it behind the scenes. Whether or not the moves work out really is all that this comes down to, though, as far as whether the formula is successful. Because if Joe Douglas keeps his mouth shut and he makes these moves that look nice on paper, but none of them work, nothing else matters, really.
Yeah, listen, I think Douglas has done a good job, and it is just on paper right now. I like the approach. The most encouraging thing to me about the way Joe Douglas is approaching it, you mentioned the one-year deal, Scott, with everybody, and that kind of makes me think, is he doing what we've talked about on previous episodes and treating this like, I've got Aaron, it's a one-year-at-a-time thing, I don't want to tie up a bunch of money in guys, because if I do that and then Aaron walks away and I get that huge accelerated cap hit, I'm gonna have a lot of work to do. So the plethora of one-year deals suggests to me that he is approaching this like a one-year-at-a-time situation, which would then lend credence to our expectation or our hope in that he plans on adding a player in the draft who is going to play a lot in year one to be part of that, what is essentially a one-year plan or a potentially series of one-year plans. So I do like the approach. I do like the, you know, I see fans get upset. Why isn't he talking to the media? I don't see other GMs doing it either. Like, I don't, like, make your moves, keep quiet. When they talk, they rarely say much of anything anyway. So I like the approach. I like the players he's brought in. I think, you know, there are some, of course, there are health questions. That's why I've said a million times, we talked about it the other day, get some guys in free agency. There are still some players out there, some veterans who have experience, who are, you know, even if they're slightly below average, they're good enough players to win with. If you've got Aaron Rodgers under center, and then go ahead and draft another guy in the second or third round, if you're able to add a two, like, don't stop adding offensive tackles, but also don't add one with a 10th pick who may not play, as you know, another topic. We've kind of beaten that dead horse.
Glenn, to that point about adding veterans, JP Waxer asks, you keep requesting that the Jets sign more veterans on the offensive line. When you add in potential draft picks, it gets complicated. In your projection, who are the 10 linemen on the roster in September? Draft can't just be positional. So here's where I come down on the offensive line. The five projected starters, Simpson, Vera Tucker, Tippmann, Smith, and Moses, those five guys should be locks to be on the roster, obviously. Carter Warren should be a lock to be on the roster. Assuming he's healthy, Wes Schweitzer should be a lock to be on the roster. Other than those seven guys, everything should be up for grabs. Max Mitchell shouldn't be guaranteed anything. None of the other guys that were here last year should be guaranteed anything. They are still guys that they could sign. I've talked about Connor McGovern. I've talked about Donovan Smith. They could draft tackle. They could draft an interior offensive lineman. But right now, they've got seven guys that I think should be locks for the roster. So there's no way to know right now who the other guys would even be. It depends on what they do in the draft, and it depends on what they do in signings. I can't give you names because I can't predict who they're going to draft or the veterans they may sign. But there are seven guys that should, no doubt about it, be on this roster to start the 2024 season. The rest are up for grabs, so I'm not really worried about it right now in terms of how many guys could occupy space on the roster, because it's not like the offensive line room is filled with all these quality players and they're going to have to scramble to keep them all. As far as I can tell, there's only two guys on the offensive line behind the starters that should probably be here next year without much question.
Yeah, I think without knowing who's going to be on the roster, it is impossible to say. And, you know, you look at some draft scenarios and you look at the way some of these prospects have performed, right? And we've talked, Scott, about John Simpson. Like, of course, you're glad he's here because the expectation is he should be, at the very least, at the worst case scenario, he should be an improvement over what they've had the last couple of years, which isn't saying much, as bad as Laken Tomlinson has been. But you want to get an upgrade. You're happy with that. But he's still not a great player. There are holes in his game. And, you know, we've talked about, do the Jets trade back? And let's say hypothetically they do. Let's say the Jets are sitting at 21 or 22 and they're on the clock, and maybe the best guy on their board is Jackson Powers Johnson or Graham Barton, who are interior linemen. I would put money on either one of them being able to beat out a John Simpson if you take him. Mm-hmm. And then Simpson becomes a backup who isn't really making a ton. It's not like he's a starter making huge money. So much can happen between now and the draft that, other than looking at your starters and your top one or two backups, you know, Carter Warren, and unless he makes a ridiculous leap, I don't expect Max Mitchell to make this roster. You know, again, if he plays the way he did last year, if he improves and makes some strides, then absolutely he's got a shot. But it's really tough to say who's going to be on this team looking at the guys they currently have. Once more guys come in, it's just going to be, you know, it's hopefully a really good competition, but way too early to say.
Fergus Obi-Wan asks, what's the most left field thing the Jets could do with the number 10 overall pick? One that would have the fan base going ballistic. Well, you already know the answer to this question. If, let's say, all the best offensive prospects go in the top 9, which is not out of the realm of possibility, it could happen. The Jets are sitting there at 10, and they can't get out of the spot. I still don't expect them to do this, but they could look at it and go, there's just too much value on the defensive side of the ball. Have to take a defensive player. I don't expect that to happen, but that would be the left field move that would cause everybody to lose their minds.
Yeah, we had that conversation the other day, Scott, and I meant to ask you because I was listening to one pod that I really enjoy, and they had them take a defensive tackle at 10, and you know they had them take Byron Murphy II, who, you know, could turn out to be the best interior lineman in this class when all said and done, and my gut reaction was there's no way you can go defense in that spot, and then I thought, well, take a step back, forget the which side of the ball you want. How would I feel as a fan if on opening day Byron Murphy was lining up next to Quinnen Williams? I'd be ecstatic, because I think that could bring, as good as their Jets defense is, it's good but not perfect. I think he's a guy just on his own with Quinnen could bring the defense to another level. Listen, I don't want a defensive guy, but with the way they've approached this offseason, the Jets certainly have a fair bit more flexibility and ability to justify the selection of a defensive player if somebody is just, if, as you said, somebody falls and they just say, look, we weren't planning on going defense. This guy was the fifth best player on our board or the fourth best player on our board, and here he is at 10. We can't pass on him. I wouldn't love it, but I also couldn't get mad at adding a player of that caliber.
I'll tell you this, Glenn. If you thought Jets fans were mad last year when the Jets picked McDonald, you wait and see what happens if they pick a defensive player at number 10. My goodness, there are going to be people.
I'll be happy I'm in England.
Yeah, without a doubt. There are going to be people lined up in the morning the day after the draft outside of Florham Park with picket signs, screaming and yelling. There's going to be people threatening online to cancel their season tickets and all of that. So that's what's in store for the Jets if they were to pick a defensive player. I will say this. I don't think they will pick one. There's probably very few scenarios where I personally would do it. But as we've talked about before, Glenn, if you're in the front office, if you're one of the coaches, if you're a scout, you got to trust your own instincts and your own evaluations. So if you come to the conclusion, like you said, that one of these defensive players is just so much better than any of the offensive players on the board, then maybe you bite the bullet and you don't care what anybody else says, because when it's all said and done in the smoke clears, all that really matters is the results. And if they draft somebody who's awesome and that person helps the team win games, people will forget very quickly. But it would be a very unpopular pick. And to be clear, it's not something that I would really want done. I would probably be in the camp of the people who'd be upset about it. But that would be the scenario that you're talking about, the out of left field scenario that would drive people crazy. Glenn Naughton, editor, JetNation.com. Thank you so much for coming on and answering some mailbag questions with me. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out everything that Glenn is doing over at JetNation.com and listen to him on Jet Nation Radio with Dylan Terriman. Check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes, if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital, playlikeajet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.